Beerchecks.com. On here, we still play the hits. Saturday night oldies and weekday mornings with Curtis and Kubi on 77 WABC.
The music sounds best on WABC. Music has more.
Cufflinks on WABC. Yes, that was their name, the Cufflinks. You know, by then it was the late 60s and all the good names had been taken. So you had to resort to the stupid names that were left. Strawberry Alarm Clock, 1910 Fruit Gum Company, Ohio Express. They were horrible names. Three Dog Night. Could you have a worse name than that? It's 8 minutes after 8 at WABC. Saturday Night Oldies, 6 until 10 every Saturday. Well, everybody, we got so much mail and so many comments about Dan Ingram last week being the guest host for the full 4 hours. An amazing experience for us here, for you there. If you didn't get to hear it or if you heard it and you want to hear it again, you can go to the website musicradio77.com, and on the homepage there you'll see all 4 hours. You can listen to them online later on or you can download them. You go to musicradio77.com, and all the Dan Ingram hours are up there. And then, of course, right there is a link to the message board for this show. And, boy, it's pretty amazing, though, last week. People have written to me saying they've gone back and they've listened to the show over and over again. And there were some moments, like the first hour, Dan Ingram's on, and I said, why don't we take some calls from the audience? Some people want to say hello to you. And the first call, remember, was a guy with a very strange voice. That was actually Ron Lundy. We had arranged to have Ron Lundy on the phone, disguising his voice. But Dan Ingram, remember, we forgot he has those magical ears, so immediately spotted that it was Ron Lundy's voice. But pretty magical moment, then reuniting Bob Hart and Dan Ingram. So some great moments there. You can go to musicradio77.com if you missed it and hear those hours again and again. Now, coming up a little later, Jimmy Webb, the great songwriter, will be with us. He'll be here in the 9 o'clock hour. Also, we haven't had a mystery DJ in a while, but we'll have one a little later. And also, remember, we were talking about where the term rock and roll came from, and we were talking about it with Little Richard a couple weeks ago. We'll take a look at that a little later this
evening. The music sounds best on WABC. Mark Simone, the super hit sound of 77 WABC.
The best of the new
and the best of the gold.
Mark Simone on WABC.
Oh, the great Elvis Presley on 77 WABC. Boy, you always see interesting stuff on the message board. You ought to go read some of these comments. You go to musicradio77.com, and there's a link there to the message board. Let's see, we're talking about the disco era. And then, let's see, Dave writes about, remember I said, I guess it was last week, something about the 80s music. I just don't remember it. You know, the music of the 60s and 70s sticks in your head. You never forget it. And Dave writes, maybe I never went to any clubs in the 80s. Well, you see, that's what's interesting. I did nothing but go to clubs in the 80s. So obviously, I heard that music for hours and hours on end, but that 80s music doesn't stick with you. Like, don't be cruel to a heart that's true. That has just stuck with you forever. Any of these songs, you know, I was listening to Mrs. Robinson. I mean, here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. You'll remember that for the rest of your life. Take any of these records, a Run, 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 Runaway. I mean, you'll remember that forever. But the lyrics of the 80s aren't glued into your brain forever and ever. But I just sit and wait. I'd rather concentrate on Johnny Angel. I mean, as long as you live, you'll never forget that. What is it about that 80s music that the lyrics just never
stop? Down in the boondocks, Lord have mercy on a boy from Texas.
trying to remember who that is. Billy Joe Royal, I think. Down in the Boondocks. You see, for those who went around in the 60s, that would be like a bad neighborhood. You couldn't have a Boondocks today because as soon as anybody found out about it, condos would go up, a Starbucks would open, there'd be a Gap right there, there'd be a Whole Food Mart, everything would change in a second. Now, what did you say, Rob? The 80s music is not so bad. You misunderstood.
Okay.
Yeah, what I meant was, I love the 80s music, it's playing, I listen to it, I love it, but the lyrics don't stick in your head. It's not...
Yeah, I just heard earlier, a lot of these songs that were
again, when you take a 60s song, every one of them, you remember those lyrics, they're just drilling into our brains, but... Caribbean Queen. That's it, can't remember that song.
Well, I do, but I'm not
going to
sing it for you.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying, the lyrics, they stick in your head. Men at Work. I can't remember the lyrics. They just don't stick.
I'm speechless.
All right. Well, you know what? We'll ask the one great songwriter about an hour from now, Jimmy Webb. Anyway, also coming up this hour, a Dan Ingram moment just ahead, and a mystery DJ.
The music sounds best on WABC. Mark Simone, 63
gold. Oh, classic. Phil Spector and that great sound. What ever happened to Phil Spector? I'm going to look into that. WABC, one of those classic records that have Phil Spector sound. No, the Phil Spector sound is not gunfire. No, it was that wall of sound back then. Of course, you just knew the name Phil Spector. You know, this is some nut waving guns around the table. It was just Phil Spector, legendary record producer. Let's see, when we did the message board, now that the oldie station's gone, although they don't call it oldie station, I usually hear it loudly. That's good to know. Apparently, you have not deserved it, and we're happy about that. You know, Dan Ingram was here last week for the full 4 hours, and we played some Dan Ingram highlights and stuff. People love that, so we'll make that a regular feature. We'll do that every week, and we'll get to the first version a little later this hour. Before we do that, we always like to thank
AirChecks.com.